The reading for Thursday of the second week of Lent is from Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks their strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. That person is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. More torturous than all else is the human heart, beyond remedy. Who can stand it or understand it? I, the Lord, alone probe the mind and test the heart, to reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merits of their deeds." The word of the Lord. Wait a minute. Isn't trust the first stage in Erik Erikson's stages of psychological development? Isn't trust a cornerstone for relationships? And don't we depend on trust in others for love, for being there, for advice, for help? If we are ever going to be able to come to the table and together find solutions of some of the major social injustice issues facing us, as a world community, it seems to me that one of the key values that we must have is trusting in each other. We spend a great deal of our lives learning to trust ourselves, to trust others, and to trust God. Yet if you read today's readings, you may come away from Jeremiah with a rather hopeless feeling. Jeremiah is on the rampage. He seems to be telling the people and us not to trust in human beings. No wonder they nicknamed Jeremiah Terror all around. His words scare me at times. They do fill me with terror at times. However, if we look more closely and reflect upon the words that we have from Jeremiah, I think we will find that Jeremiah is trying to tip the balance scale. Trust is a good thing, but it can also be dangerous. So often we put all our trust in other people. We look to others or the world or sometimes ourselves to satisfy every hunger and longing of the human heart. Jeremiah, as do all the prophets, tells us this is futile. The deepest longing of the heart is the desire for God, and that can only be fully satisfied by God. People or nature or music or art or ministry or the countless other things that we put our trust in are the gifts that we have been given that can lead us to oneness with God, but they can never replace God. Just as trust in a relationship needs to be developed and nurtured, so too does our relationship with God. It is so easy to be lured away from the discipline and hard work it takes to foster and nourish our relationship with God. We can find all ways to rationalize. Oh, we're too busy, we're too tired, we're too old, we're too this, we're too that. While at the same time, we often say that something is missing in our lives. Perhaps that something is God. Jeremiah reminds us that we must stay close to the source of our strength, which will nourish us and care for us and love us into fulfillment. Just as the tree placed near the stream will reach out its roots, we are called to reach out our roots to the true source of trust and hope, Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.